Okay, one more that we want to squeeze in here because we usually do these on Mondays and we've got a holiday coming up. So let's do one more. The 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe Hybrid Calligraphy all-wheel drive, which we both drove.
Yeah, and that's sort of a mouthful, Dad, but what I will say, and we've driven Santa Fes before, I will just say this, Dad, speaking of price point, as we just mentioned, under $50,000, I don't know if you will find a car of this size for the same money with the hybrid technology and all of the features that kind of have come along this. And all that, this was, again, a rare car that you and I both got to drive. You got to drive this car, and this is the first time you've been in a new Santa Fe that they've actually redesigned, I believe, for 2024, so there's no major changes for this year. But you got in it, and I believe your first words were to me were, wow, this is really nice.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not, I'll just be straight up honest, the looks of the car, it's not my ultimate favorite. I'll just say it straight up. Although, it grew on me as I started driving it. One of the first things my wife even commented on was, wow, you know, the interior is really nice and it's spacious, and love the fact that it's got, for example, dual phone chargers in the console where you both can lay your phone down on the wireless charger end of things and charge both of them. They've even got some ports that you can even control where if you want to just charge or if you want to talk to the car through the cord. All sorts of little features they've got going on, Richard, that really do separate this car from a lot of its competitors, and at the same time, it runs well. The hybrid side of it, I mean, I drove it almost a week, not quite a week, on a half a tank.
I was going to say, it's got an estimated 36 miles per gallon, Dad, which is, compared that to the 24 miles per gallon on a normal Santa Fe, it's really hard to beat that. And obviously, I even drove it after you got it and drove around and, you know, took the kids to school and did some things that way, and I never put fuel in it. So when you combine your level driving with my driving, and we never had to add any fuel to it, 100%. The other thing I'll say, and you kind of mentioned, is, folks, a lot of times we kind of get in, we don't get into the nitty-gritty of these cars as far as how many car ports and, or, you know, charging ports and some of that they have. But you mentioned it, that this car just, it felt well thought out in that, like you said, you can have two people wirelessly charging their phones, but then there's also, for the second row passengers, and I think even the third row, you can plug in your USB-C and get fast charging and get some of that just right into the seat backs. There, and there's grocery bag holders on the back of the first seats, right? So when you're with the mom and you're putting that there, and there's standard third row, Dad, which, again, not saying you would necessarily use this car all the time for the third row because it's not overly spacious, but there's just a lot of well-thought-out features on this vehicle that I think maybe people may overlook at times.
Agreed. No, I was very, very impressed with this car, liked the car. Again, the looks grew on me, and the reason why I say the looks aren't my favorite is a little bit of a boxy look, and I'm not a huge boxy kind of car guy, but this car has that. Yet I will tell you, functionality-wise, if you're looking for just a really overall functional car that works well, does everything you want it to do, gets fabulous fuel economy, and has a really well-laid-out interior, Richard, tough car to beat, and I'm being very honest.
Tough car. And the other thing, Dad, and I'm going to add to that is, I think we said it, maybe we didn't, all-wheel drive. And again, for a car of this segment here in Colorado, being an SUV, and yes, the looks do take a little bit getting used to, depending on it. But some people, Dad, I've got comments on that too. I had several family members that looked at the car and said they actually really liked the look.
It's one of those, you either like it or hate it, one of the two, absolutely.
And it looked like a more expensive car in a good way, right? And so they did that well. So, no, I'm with you, Dad. I think, especially, Dad, if you've got a family of four, maybe even five, but a family of four, you need just a little bit extra room, but you don't want to break the bank on an all-wheel drive SUV that's going to get you 36 miles per gallon. Check it out, Dad. Again, 2025 Hyundai Santa Fe Hybrid Calligraphy. Head to your local Hyundai dealer and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.